Welcome to the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs, more commonly known as the FJMC Health and Wealth Podcast, which provides you, the Jewish man, useful information about health and wealth issues which can impact your life. We'll tell you a little bit more about the FJMC organization at the end of this podcast. Today's podcast, the first in a weekly series, will focus on two subjects, which all men, whatever their age, should be aware of. Today's health episode is about headaches, the various types, and how to manage them, and was written by Jonathan Arthur, New York University board member, and was published in the Village Pulse, an educational newsletter, and is brought to you courtesy of Karen Yohar, MD and Associates. It is written by Dr. Paul Davidson, PhD, an active men's club and FJMC member, and medical doctor specializing in gastrointestinal and general surgery and psychiatry at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Boston, Massachusetts. And now, let's learn something about headaches.
FJMC Health Newsletter, Issue 74, September 25th, 2019. Headaches, Various Types and How to Manage Them, by Jonathan Arthur of the NYU Advisory Board, is published in the Village Pulse, an educational newsletter courtesy of Karen Johar, MD and Associates. Approximately 1 in 7 Americans report recently experiencing severe headaches. In fact, in hospital settings, headaches and head pains together are the fourth most common reason for visits to the emergency department. Even if you have never had a headache severe enough to warrant a trip to the doctor's office or receive a formal diagnosis, it is likely that you have experienced a lesser headache at least once in your life. What is the difference? How can we best manage the ensuing pain? In this article, we will take a brief look at the different kinds of headaches and proven strategies for dealing with them. The first way headaches are classified is by whether they are primary or secondary. A primary headache is a medical condition in its own right, rather than a symptom of something else. If another condition or situation is causing the pain, it is a secondary headache. Migraines and cluster headaches belong to the primary category. The secondary classification covers many potential causes: dehydration, allergies, high blood pressure, even caffeine withdrawal. Note that a headache of either classification can be either episodic, for example, short in duration and infrequent, or chronic in nature. In the case of a chronic primary headache, it may be necessary to start a pain management plan with your physician. With chronic secondary headaches, however, it's usually sufficient to identify and treat the underlying problem. As the underlying causes of primary headaches are not yet fully understood, treating them requires work with a physician. Those who suffer from migraines might find that there are certain foods, stress levels, or other triggers such as reduced sleep that may make it more likely that they will experience an attack. Identifying these triggers and avoiding or reducing exposure to them over time is one way to make living with the condition easier. But there are also medications that are made specifically for treating migraines. If over-the-counter pain medications are insufficient, a physician may prescribe you a triptan to take during attacks. Triptans such as sumatriptan or Imitrex, or rizatriptan or Maxalt, are anti-inflammatory drugs that can provide relief, whereas over-the-counter drugs may not. Secondary headaches, on the other hand, are fairly well characterized and can often be remedied at home or with basic over-the-counter medications. Staying well hydrated will naturally reduce the occurrence of dehydration headaches, and if you are ever unsure of the cause of a headache, drinking some water is always a good first step. In addition, because caffeine affects the circulation of blood in your brain, routine users may experience headaches if they do not get their regular fix when their brain expects it. Just as too much caffeine can be a bad thing, too little can also be bad if one's brain has adjusted to a regular dosage. It is for this reason that many over-the-counter headache treatments include a small amount of caffeine. Severe allergies can cause headaches centered around the sinuses, which can be cleared out by taking decongestants. However, a persistent sinus headache that resists such treatment could indicate a sinus infection, which may require antibiotics in addition to decongestants. Regardless of the mode of action, clearing the sinuses should provide relief from the headache.
Today's Wealth Podcast is about the emerging 5G technology, which significantly increases the speed at which data is transmitted among wireless devices that will have profound implications for so many things in our life. The episode was written by Dr. Gary Smith, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, Cincinnati, Ohio, an active men's club and FJMC member, and an active investor in both the tech and medical industries, both in the United States and Israel. The Wealth article is written by Robert Blitzer, also an active men's club and FJMC member, and non-practicing certified public accountant and account director for a software in New Jersey.
FJMC Wealth Podcast, issue number 74, September 25th, 2019. 5G Technology by Gary Smith. Architectural critic Rainer Banham comments, quote, "The only way to prove you have a mind is to change it occasionally," unquote. This understanding will protect you from the insanity of buying stocks based on the belief that Fed rate cuts will protect you. Not fighting the Fed will only fatten you for the inevitable slaughter. Remember the adage, bears make money, bulls make money, pigs get slaughtered. 5G technology, what is it and why do you need to know? 5G will enable the world of everything, and I will highlight a couple of stocks in this space that are interesting for you to research. There are three phases in the 5G technology evolution. In this article, I will explain phase one. The next article will bring in phases two and three, as well as two stocks that you should research. One is not public, but will be the next generation technology stock. Historically, 2G technology opened up mobile communications. 1G was that original cigar box cellular phone that had no data capability. At the time, 2G was the latest and greatest out. This allowed for the introduction of data plans and text messaging. 3G technology for cellular and mobile communications was the next upgrade. 3G finds applications in wireless voice telephony, mobile internet access, fixed wireless internet access, video calls, and mobile TV. The current 4G is the fastest mobile communications to date. It is the fourth generation of broadband cellular network communications. It supports the likes of Zoom video conferencing, mobile web access, gaming services, high-definition mobile TV, and 3D television. We are now on the cusp of 5G. Wow! Why is this a game changer? Well, it's a far more sophisticated, faster, easier to use and install, and less expensive. We will not have most of the problems that we had with 4G. 5G is 100 times faster than 4G. As a comparison, 4G runs at 16 megabytes per second, whereas in the US you need 5 megabytes per second for streaming. The new smartphones will be 1.8 gigabytes per second. In the next 3 years, 3.3 billion phones worldwide will want to be replaced. Almost all networking is converting to 5G. Phase one of 5G technology involves the building out of the infrastructure. As a 5G mobile phone user, you will see a roughly 10 times improvement in bandwidth and 10 times improvement in latency. For operators, 5G will allow for up to 1,000 times as many devices in a given area than 4G for things like real-time remote apps and cloud-based gaming. With 5G technology, there will be enormous breakthroughs in driverless cars, the Internet of Things, virtual reality, and blockchain technology. What we remember as sci-fi will infuse every aspect of our lives in real time. People say it will take 5 to 10 years. Nope, it will take but 1 to 5 years. This technology has already taken hold. For $3,000, you can now buy a pair of glasses that will enable you to video conference in real time with anyone in the world. You will be able to play video games and your smartphone will no longer be needed. This may be a ways away, but it is already beyond the testing phase. Cities are being wired up with Phase 1 5G technology. The pilots are in 4 to 5 cities in the U.S., such as L.A. and San Francisco. Several companies are making this technology happen. The next issue, I will review them and explain how they fit into the 5G explosion. Please be ready for Phase 2 and 3 to be discussed in some detail in the next issue. I hope you've enjoyed this article and will have some comments. Please email Gary Smith at gsmith@fjmc.org.
This health and wellness podcast is presented by the Federation of Jewish Men's Club, a 90-plus-year-old organization of the conservative Jewish movement, whose mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. FJMC has over 200 affiliated clubs spread out throughout the United States, Canada, and around the world, including Israel. The organization's website, fjmc.org, has a wealth of information regarding the organization and its programs. This podcast was engineered by Dr. David Edwards, PhD in biochemistry, who's retired as Professor Emeritus from the University of Pittsburgh and an active FJMC member. Bruce Fagan did the cover art. If you have any questions, you can reach us by email at podcasts@fjmc.org. I'm Steve Lessman, also an active men's club and FJMC member. Thank you for listening.